Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
spells at long.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Growing up in a rural area outside of Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, Shane Chisholm found ways of expressing his creativity by singing and writing about future heartbreaks. Fast forward, Shane has now toured Canada with his own band, as well as performing as a bassist and backup singer for many of Canada's biggest country stars, including Aaron Lyons, Gil Grand, and Aaron Perchette. He's been nominated for CCMA Bass Player of the Year for several years, and his new CD is called Hitchhiking Buddha. He'll share some of the music from it with us today. On the line from Alberta, it's my pleasure to welcome to the show Shane Chisholm. Hey, Shane.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How about yourself?
Oh, we're just doing great. We're really busy here, but it's a good busy, if you know what I mean.
Definitely, yeah. When you got the creative stuff going on and the new CD, that must be a good kind of busy. And people have had a chance to hear your voice a little bit there. It's a very low voice, as we'll hear more of. And you were telling me before we went on the air, this low voice goes right back to very early childhood.
Well, from what I was told, I've had this voice since I was, like, just a baby. I could just imagine coming into the world and saying, hey, nice world out there.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, I was told stories that when I was in the grocery store, you know, like being a little boy in the shopping cart and everybody coming up to pinch my cheeks, and I'm like, hey, how's it going? And I'm scaring people.
And now you're using the voice for good, of course.
Of course.
So, and of course, country music has its share of the low voices that people really are drawn to, like Randy Travis and now Josh Turner and many other examples. But early on, you were singing country music, and sort of do you think your low voice has helped you in that?
Well, I know when I was just a baby, I understand my mother told me that she would take the children, my brothers and sisters, and dress us all up in Western clothes and then put us on a stage in this country bar when she used to work in this country bar years ago. And we would be singing like three-part harmonies, and I would always be taking the low parts. And apparently some agency from the United States wanted to take us on the road, but she refused, and she wanted us to grow up, you know, like normal children grow up.
Sure.
I imagine I'd be quite jaded by now if I did go on the road since I was like 2 years old. I could just imagine.
Exactly.
But as I grew up later on and, you know, discovered music, I started playing bass guitar. And usually most people will pick up a bass guitar and start playing it just because it's the only instrument left so they could be in a band. But I actually loved the low tones and the low sounds. I just wanted to play that instrument. And I had a low voice. And when I was going to high school, everybody was doing rock and Journey and all this really high singing metal music.
Yeah, sure.
And a guy like me could never do that. And later on, I just discovered artists like Keith Whitley and John Anderson. They just have this tone, and I'm, mm-hmm. I started singing it, and I'm like, wow, I could actually sing one of these songs from beginning to end. And it felt really good.
So it's a real perfect fit for you. Now, would you classify your music, we had talked about this at one point, as far as labels go, would you call it country, or is that a part of it? Is there a roots flavor to it as well? How would you sort of sum it up?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I have these friends, they have a band called Dear John, and they got their label. I go, man, I like what you guys do. What do you guys call yourself? One of the guys, Craig, he says, we call ourselves Dark Secret Country. I'm like, I kind of like that. No, but I'm more or less, I got traditional roots, I've got rockabilly roots, old rock and roll, I've got some commercial current country roots just from playing it over the years, you know, backing up artists and everything I do, I'm influenced by a lot. And I'm not only a singer and a writer, but I'm also a musician, so I'm influenced by lots of different types of music, like anything from Stray Cats, Iron Maiden, a lot of the Motown, you know, Sly and the Family Stone, all the way to Bob Wills and Hank Williams and Buddy Holly, and who's one of the guys I listen to now, he's out of Texas, is Wayne the Train Hancock. I kind of call that like a Texas honky-tonk hillbilly. I really like all kinds of stuff. And it kind of a little bit comes out. That's why this Hitchhiking Buddha record is, it's quite mixed from what I can tell, but they're labeling me as a roots artist, which I don't feel I am, because I know there's a lot of really great roots artists out there that I don't feel I'm part of them either. But you got to have some kind of label. But as people discover more of the stuff that I release, it'll be kind of, I don't know, it might even be harder. But right now I just call it traditional alt country.
Right. That's very cool stuff. The songs, and we're going to share a couple of them from the CD that are really cool. And you do a couple of cover songs on your MySpace site. I'm not sure you can let us know if they're going to be on the CD or not, but two very diverse ones. One, Kalijah, and then we have Every Rose Has Its Thorn. And you do great versions of both of those. So are they going to be on the CD, and what inspired you to record those?
Oh, yes. Kalijah, I always loved that song. I always thought it was fantastic. And it's a big part of our show because we do this gas tank bass solo between me and Al Rayon, the drummer, and we have a lot of fun with it. And Collage has just always inspired me. I just loved it.
Yeah.
Some of the shows, we get like huge responses from just doing it. It's kind of our showstopper. People start off dancing, but then they just kind of like stand in awe because some of those strange things we do with that gas tank. And I actually had a fella come up to me after the show, and he was going, you know that song, Kalijah? I'm going, yeah. And it was Fred Rose and Hank Williams wrote it in 1953, I believe. He's like, oh, that song predates that way, way back. My grandmother used to have that on a wax cylinder and going on like that. And I'm going, I don't, is that possible? Is it actually an old folk song that's been, I've heard of some of these folk artists that would take these old folk songs and kind of rework them and then release them. I never really witnessed any of it myself, but
yeah, as far as I know, that's as you said, Hank Williams, Fred Rose. That's the first I know about it, as far as who recorded it and wrote it.
Yeah, but
yeah.
It's public domain in Canada. It's been over 50 years since the
uh-huh.
death of the writers.
Right. Well, you do a cool job. Now you threw in there about the gas tank bass, so we should talk about that. First of all, you play the upright bass, of course, and you do that very well. But talk about the gas tank bass that you created.
Well, never knew it would work. We just took it, and I build electric bass guitars. That's what I do for a hobby, and I've been playing my own instruments for several years. But I wanted to try something a little different. I'm like, wow. I'm at a rec yard, and I see this gas tank from a Chevy Astro just laying there. I take it up, and I'm going, wow, this is like the same size of the body of a stand-up bass. Can we make this work? Can we? We tried. We tried really hard. And
right.
when I say we, I meant my friend Michelle Jorgensen. Her husband plays in a band called Joe Hick, and she's a metal artist.
Great band, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're great. She's a metal artist. And she was helping me with it, because I'm terrible at welding. I'm a mediocre woodworker. I'm a terrible metal worker. So she helped me with this, and we got it working. And we made our big debut at the Nashville North Stage during Calgary Stampede. And we just plugged in. We didn't even test it. And then, boom, it actually sounded good. I was so surprised.
So does it have a different kind of sound than a normal bass? Does it have a different feel or tone to it?
It's slightly metallic. I had to do some certain things to adjust it, but it's got a really good low end and
right.
a good high end, so it's really really like a good boom chick, great for Johnny Cash.
Oh, there you go. Now, speaking of Johnny Cash and those other great artists, do you have any favorite specific country classics that you either always perform at your shows, Shane, or just that you like to sing anytime?
Well, we do this big Johnny Cash tribute in honor of Johnny Cash, and he's kind of, it's a montage, it's a mixture of a lot of popular Johnny Cash songs that we all loved and grew up with, and we have a little fun with it. I think it's about 10 minutes long, you know, and that's only a small fraction of Johnny's hits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's 10 minutes long just to begin with. Love doing songs from, like, George Jones and Johnny Horton. I love that style of country. It's just some of my favorite kinds of country.
Yeah, me too. Some great classic sounds from those artists, and back to Conway and Charlie Pride, and I think he was one of your early favorites too.
Oh, for sure. You know, like the stand-up bass kind of lends well to the classic style of country, and then some of the Johnny Horton out classes, like a country slash rockabilly kind of guy, and
yeah,
you know, some of his music really lends well to the gas tank bass too.
That's cool. Now let's turn to the music, Shane, so we can let people enjoy your songs and, of course, the deep voice on them. And the first song we're going to play from the CD is called Songs About Love. That's your current radio single, and I was reading that it was inspired by a recent family reunion of the wife's side of the family?
Yeah, we had a family reunion, and it was usually it's August long weekend, and I've been very fortunate to be performing at Big Valley Jamboree almost every year for the last 7 years, I believe, with numerous artists plus myself, and we had the Sunday off, so I came down, and I never get to be part of my wife's family reunion. It's always in a different town across Canada, and just happened to be in Granham, which is 20 minutes from my home here in Alberta, and I got to experience it, and it was just amazing. Most of the people are from Saskatchewan, and there was a Rough Rider game going on, so everybody was wearing green. I find that fascinating. Those people from Saskatchewan, you know, football's big deal. You know, it's like a religion.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome. It's awesome to witness and then be a part of it too. And we did all these family things that I rarely get to do just because I travel so much, and I just so much love to do that, but I rarely get a chance. So I embraced every moment of it. And then we all ended up around the campfire singing songs. It was great. And
that sounds cool.
Another way to help me remember it was to write a song about it.
Oh, awesome. So this is just inspired by, it sounds like, the closeness and the camaraderie of a family getting together.
Oh, for sure.
Sounds great, Shane. We'll share it now with everyone from your Hitchhiking Buddha CD, which has just been released. This is Songs About Love from Shane Chisholm here on In the Country.
Never rushing, never buzzing, trying to get out of the door. The neighbors they'll be beating Bob Morse. After hitching up the trailer, I can finally say this posse is moving on. Little Peter, Paul, and Mary screaming, I don't want to go. Mama's right beside me yelling, keep it on the road. I turn off the radio, lead them in a family sing along. Singing songs about bad jokes, singing songs about slow folks, singing about the different kind of folks looking down from above. Silver bullet, the kids are going swimming while the women put their lunches up for bits. We done horseshoe softball, the three-legged brace, barbecue and baking was still sticking to my face. We sat around the fire and started singing all the songs since we were kids. Singing songs about a homily with the vento sitting on my knee. Singing about the goofy things you see in the moon of football. Songs about old slang, singing songs about freight trains, singing in the pouring rain to the heavens above.
And that is Songs About Love, sung and written by our guest on the line from Alberta, Shane Chisholm. And that is featured on his brand new CD called Hitchhiking Buddha. And maybe you can tell us where our listeners can pick up that CD, Shane, or off the internet.
Well, you can get it on my website for now. It's www.shanechisholm.com. And I just got a distribution deal with Fontana North, which is a division of Universal, and we're going to have an official store release on March 23rd.
Oh, very cool. So that's good news when you get the distribution. It's going to get it into stores, I guess, across Canada?
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to that. Now, right on top of that, it also gives me a little kick in the butt that I'm going to be touring all across Canada, and my goal is to hit every single town that we have.
Oh, great. So we can visit your site, and I guess there'd be a list of the tour schedule there?
Yes, that's correct. I'm trying to keep up to date with that, and I got some. Yeah, you know, being an independent artist, there's a lot involved, definitely behind the scenes, and I do the majority of the work myself.
That must be tough. You've obviously written and recorded the CD, but as an independent artist, it just goes on and on from there. Your own promotion, your own bookings, and that.
Oh, for sure. And now I've tackled on radio tracking, which is quite interesting. I find that really fascinating.
Oh, bad.
And I'm just trying to get everybody comfortable with me because, you know, I'm not just the radio tracker anymore. They're talking to the artist, the singer, the writer, the producer of the song, and then you're asking them to play your song on radio. And I'm just trying to get them comfortable, and I don't want them to, you know, because it's kind of hard to look at somebody and let's say it doesn't fit their format,
right,
they don't want to play it, you know, and then you're telling that to the person themselves that pretty much had everything to do with that song.
That's right, exactly.
So I'm trying to just be real professional about everything, and just it's fun though, and I like meeting all the new people across Canada too. So I know in the next Country Music Week I'll be able to first name everybody, which is really cool.
Nice. Definitely makes a difference building those relationships. Well, that was a cool song, Songs About Love. It's very country and great lines in it and a great overall feeling. I really enjoyed it. Now the title track and the title of the CD is Hitchhiking Buddha. Do you want to enlighten us a bit on the story behind that?
Enlighten, that's a good one.
Yeah, it kind of fits in.
Oh, it sure does. I'll have to go back. This is quite a few years.
Right.
There was a Western Canadian Music Awards going on in Regina, and I was driving there, mm-hmm. and I just did the most Canadian thing you can do. I just got a large double-double at Tim Hortons, and I'm driving down the road, and I look on the other bound lane, and I see this bald fellow with a bright orange robe, and he's hitchhiking, and he's going the opposite way, and I'm like, gee, that's peculiar on the Trans-Canada.
Right.
Well, I told everybody at the conference about this guy, and I kept on repeating the story, and so I go, yeah, he looked like a Buddhist monk, and so I just, you know, eventually just started calling him Buddha.
Yep.
Maybe it is Buddha. You never know.
There you go.
I was supposed to turn around and pick him up, so I told everybody, if I see that guy, oh, man, I'm going to pick him up. I want to know his story. And then, sure enough, 4 days later, I'm driving back home to Calgary, and I see him up the road. Looks like he walked about 100 miles or so from the first time we seen him. And what did I do? I just blew right by him. I didn't pick him up at all. All I was concerned about was just getting home and taking off my boots and watching TV, you know.
Made it
in 7 hours and 20 minutes and 32 seconds. And then ever since then, I've been living with regret. So I wrote a song about him, wrote a song about the whole experience, and then I based my whole record concept off him.
That's cool. Yeah, the artwork and the theme on it is all about that, which is cool.
Well, thanks. It was Ryan McKenna did all the artwork for it, and it was really fun because I was working with him on, like, a lot of the panels in the CD itself are stories, which are the songs. So there's about four songs that are inside this artwork, and so it's really fun to actually see. It's really fun to actually see them come to life.
Oh, very cool. Now, so that was a song that you wrote somewhat recently. Can you take us back, Shane, to some of your first songs? And you may not remember them specifically as far as titles, but what were they like when you first got into writing?
Well, when I first got into writing, I was probably 14 years old, and my good friend Jason Cook had this really fancy recording device they call a 4-track, and we all gathered around it, and we figured out how to dump the tape and back and forth where we can add, you know, more. Next thing you know, we got a 16-track, we got a 32-track, and every time we dump it, the quality would get worse and worse and worse, but it was... It was fun, 14 years old, and writing songs about girls that we thought that we loved, you know.
Right.
And then the typical, you know, when you start writing a song, you for the first time, I know with me anyway, didn't exactly know how to express myself or what to say. So the first verse would be, I love you so much. And then the chorus is, I really love you. And then the second verse is, did I mention that I loved you? Like, you didn't have anything else to say. So I'm looking back to some of this stuff. And I'm just glad that I grew a little and I gained a little substance that there's just more to love than just saying love.
Yeah, exactly, and sometimes the best songs don't even use the word. It's done in a more original way, as you know. So with that, do you think to get from those kind of songs, what do you think led you to the better songs you write today? Is it partly craft or just partly living life?
Living life and craft, definitely. Doing it for sure.
Right, like, practice makes perfect.
Yeah, I know lots of writers that, like, we've got a track on my album that I wrote with Willie Mack, who's a great artist and a professional writer. And my first time actually sitting down with a professional writer, and he's got his laptop and he's looking at me. We're on tour together. I'm opening up some shows. We're doing a Wishes for Kids tour, and you know, we got some time off. We're in St. John, and I'm sitting across with him. I'm a little intimidated. And I need to finish this one song on my record. I'm just so busy. I have no, my mind's not working right, so I got to get help. So he's looking across. He's got his computer, and he's like, oh, how about this? Oh, how about this? I'm going like, I can't even. Here's me and my pad and my paper and my pen, and I'm like trying to, oh, man, this is hard.
But, yeah, the pen's not working, and nothing's going right, and he's just zooming away.
He's ready to sing into his computer. Okay, you ready to sing? No, here's your song. No, it was a really interesting. I could never write like that. I like to sound things out.
Right.
My big thing is trying to find words that flow nice enough for me. I've always been a big fan of Shel Silverstein, the way he writes. Just really basic words that flow really good. Like,
yeah, so, and sometimes the basic words can do it. Not the easiest to get, just because they're simple words, but they can say it best and flow best.
Oh, for sure. You know, my dad left home when I was 3 and didn't leave much for Ma and me. You know, like stuff like that.
Yep.
I guess it's like a early form of rap music.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. Just sung a bit differently, but... That's very cool. Now, speaking of songs, let's get to your next one here, Shane, which is called Kicking Up Dust. Do you want to tell us a bit about that, and then we'll spin it for everyone?
Well, Kicking Up Dust was another one of those songs where I just couldn't figure out. I already recorded the music, and I didn't quite have the words together, and I went and got the help from my friend named Ron McNeil, who is a part-time songwriter, and he happens to be a furnace guy, so... He comes out to my house in Claire's home, and he helps me write this song. And then after we finish the song, he fixed my hot water tank.
Oh, cool.
Now, is that a double duty or what?
Is there royalty on that? That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. But on top of that, we took this song during Country Music Week.
Right.
I was very honored to be nominated for Roots Artist of the Year, up against Cor Blunt and Ridley Bant and Mike Plume and the Higgins, and I was just ecstatic, you know, because Mike Plume and Cor Blunt and Ridley and the Higgins, they're great, they're just amazing, and they're very well established. And
yeah, good company to be in.
Oh, definitely. So I was supposed to do a rockabilly gig that was throughout the events, and we did a whole bunch of things throughout the entire events, but it canceled, so... I pre-registered for this thing called Hitsville, which is being put on by Olay Publishing, which I believe that they won CCMA Publisher of the Year for the last 3 or 4 years in a row or something like that. And they've got huge catalogs. So they put on this thing called Hitsville where it's got a ball diamond. It's in a little conference room, and they set it up like a ball diamond, and they got all these listener stations, first base, second base, third base, home. On first base, you have representatives from the country that listen to your song, and if it's good enough, they'll pass you through. So you make it to second, and if they like it there at second, they'll send you to third. And then if you like it at third, they'll send you home, which home plate is the president of the company and his lawyer, and they sign a single song publishing deal with you.
And you get signed right when you get home there. Wonderful.
Yeah, I made it all the way home, and the whole time, because between first base and second base is a live audience, and there's probably
really
50 people sitting in there, like set up like bleachers, and they're watching everything, and nobody can hear anything. Everything's done with headphones, so it's really quiet and awkward. So you make it from first to second, you feel good, but if you don't get past second, you got to do the walk of shame, I call it. Everybody can see you walk that out of the building.
Yeah.
And the whole time I'm thinking, please don't make me do the walk of shame. Please, please. And then I managed to get a home run, and I was very fortunate because Ron McNeil was one of the winners from the prior year, and he had one of his songs cut by Willie Mack. And
he sounds like he's not only a good furnace guy, but he writes pretty good songs.
Oh, yeah, Ron's great. And so he's a good guy to co-write songs with, because we managed to get a single song publishing deal with Olay, and there was a press release in Music Row magazine in Nashville. It felt really good.
Oh yeah, that's a good confidence booster.
Yeah, for sure. So I got on my record, and I'm not sure what they're doing with it. I've been so busy working on my CD releases. They have some stuff planned for it. I don't know who they're pitching it to, but I was just going to leave it alone, just leave it on my record, and like I didn't plan on releasing it myself.
Yeah. So Kicking Up Dust that we're going to play, that is going to be on your CD?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, so who, that's the one you're pitching. Who did you have an artist in mind that you think might suit it best?
Jason Aldean kind of comes to my mind.
Okay.
I could see him doing that myself.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a cool sound. That would definitely work, and he's one of the hot guys right now. Well, let's share it now, Shane. We've talked about it, and we know all the praise it's got, so let's let our listeners have a listen to this. This is Kicking Up Dust, and it is from Shane Chisholm's brand-new CD entitled Hitching Buddha, and it's here on In the Country.
Breaking my back, I've been biding my time for the weekend. Far from the man I can't stand, who's been pushing my mind off the deep end. Not punching the clock, now I know it's due. This country boy's gonna get dirty with you. Kicking that dust, dust, tearing up the hymns. Let's pray these working men lose. Keeping that dust, dust, never let it down. If your feet are haggard, we can dig a bread or two. I can go hard till dawn, long as I'm here kicking up death with you. Talking text all week long, spend it all on my palm, hell companion. Some beat it one on one time, we can really spill the aggravation. That red dressing cowboy, the girl you would find, I'll undress you with my dirty little mind. When we're kicking that dust, dust, tearing up town, that's where these working men blues. Kicking that dust, dust, never let it down. If you're feeling haggard, we can take a breath or two. I can go hard till dawn, long as I'm here kicking up dust with you. Can contend that not that we're gonna get there again. Yeah. Oh yeah, kicking that dust, get her up, man.
kicking that dust up, tearing up the town. That's where the working man blues. Shipping that dust up, never let it down. If you're feeling haggard, we can take a breath or two. I can go hard till dawn, long as I'm here kicking up dust with you.
From his brand new CD, Hitchhiking Buddha, which has just been released, that is Shane Chisholm from Alberta, and the song is called Kicking Up Dust, and you can head over to ShaneChisholm.com, and that's one way you can purchase the brand new CD. Now, we got a hint at the end of the song there, Shane. Great song, by the way. A hint there of the high notes you can hit.
Oh, yeah. We've since, in our live show, we do that up a notch there, but we're getting better at singing higher stuff. We're getting better.
Now, we've just got a few minutes left here, Shane, and again, I'll encourage our listeners to head on over to your website. You also have a MySpace site, myspace.com/ShaneChisholm, that people can check out as well. But do you have any advice for some of the singers and songwriters who tune into the show, advice that might help them in their career starting out?
Well, I'm always learning stuff in this business, and especially what I'm doing now, for sure, as by running it all myself. I'm learning all kinds of things as we speak. So one thing I know for sure, that is, when if you're going to release something that to country radio, just make sure it's the absolute best it possibly can be. I'm talking the best possible song, the best production, the best singing you can possibly get, and don't give up. And then if you're relentless, it all pays off in the end. But it's a lot of work. And just be prepared. Once you stop, you can't stop. Once you start, you can't stop.
Right. Well, that's great advice, Shane. And obviously, that's something you've been doing, because you're doing very well. And you're going to be touring in support of the CD. And we'll look forward to hearing more about it, and hopefully on the radio as well. So thanks for coming on the show, Shane. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you very much, Dave. And then when I'm touring over there in Ontario, I know I just got Manitoulin Country Fest, and I'm going to try and book a bunch of other stuff around there for August. But if you're not doing anything, I would really like to co-write a song with you if you're able.
Hey, that would be awesome. I'll take you up on that invitation.
Awesome.
Let's keep that in mind. Thanks very much, Shane. My guest today has been singer-songwriter Shane Chisholm, on the line from Alberta. I'm Dave Woods. Thanks for tuning in. This will wrap up another edition of In the Country.
Time in the country, we're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country, leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone, the best in music too. Spend some time in the country, we've been waiting here for you. Here in the country,